So we're looking forward to what we're just over 14 hours, 16 really, or just under 16 from 2022. Many of us getting excited for what tonight brings. It's going to be exciting. We're still probably celebrating Christmas to a point, maybe possibly still with friends and family as a result of that. It seems so joyous, but for some of us, it can actually be quite a testing time for any number of reasons. This morning, we're joined by Michael Burge, OAM, psychologist and director at the Australian College of Trauma Treatment, to tell us a little bit about it. Michael, how's it going?
G'day, Jared. Thanks for inviting us onto the show.
Thanks for coming and joining this morning as well, especially on New Year's Eve. I'm sure you're plenty busy.
That's fine.
So I was just saying about how this time of year, it can be tougher than it is for others. And I would imagine things like, I don't know, if around this time of year you've lost a loved one, anniversary reactions because of that, personal traumas, family drama, financial difficulties, they're all going to be contributors to that. Are there any other examples that might not be so obvious and important to be mindful of?
Yeah, well, that's all very true, Jared. I mean, this time of the year, New Year's, Christmas, holidays, is traditionally a very emotional time for most of the community. Emotional in lots of different ways, in that traditionally it's a time of interconnection with people, happiness and so forth. But for those suffering from a range of conditions, disconnected from community, suffering from PTSD, depression, anxiety, isolation, in a way that contrasts and highlights the suffering. Now, that doesn't mean they're necessarily disconnected from people or not involved in catching up with Christmas lunch and New Year's Eve. It means that because of the emotional impact of their various psychological conditions, they can't join emotionally. They're emotionally numb, often depressed. And while they're with people, emotional condition highlights the suffering. So it's quite a challenge for many people. I mean, and when it comes to anniversaries, we have to differentiate between that type of emotional, traditional, iconic community way of interconnecting and the anniversaries that are direct reminders to a trauma, you know, like bushfires, Black Saturday, 9/11, etc.
Is there, like, I would imagine this is somewhat common as well, because people have their own things going on in life and you might not be super aware of it, especially if they're just a friend or if they're maybe a distant family member that you get caught up with around Christmas and this time of year. Do people generally stay quiet about it if they are having these types of concerns or troubles? And is it particularly important to be mindful of it then and just to, I don't know, look out for one another?
Well, that's true. You have to look out for one another. And that's exactly it. People tend to be quiet about it. They don't like spoiling other people's celebrations. There's often associated with especially traumatic stress, a type of self-blame and shame. So therefore, this type of internalized stigma, so they tend to sort of suffer in silence. So therefore, one of the things that we try and encourage people as psychologists, as members of the community, is to sort of interconnect in some way or another. I mean, often those suffering from mental health conditions feel that if they do start to interconnect with people, reach out, it's so important. They have to start talking about the details of their trauma. They don't, and that's not recommended. Just connect in any way, day-to-day activities, shopping, etc., stories from the past. Just connect in one way or another. It makes a huge difference. Don't get caught up in that black and white scenario.
Sure. It's probably important as well to mention, Michael, that there might not be a reason that you can pinpoint as to why you might be feeling anxious or whatever it might be. It simply might just be the social expectation or, I don't know, pressures that you should be joyful and celebrating and such. Is that entirely normal as well?
Yes. In fact, not being aware why one is suffering from various symptoms, why one is feeling emotionally this way or that way, is often part of the situation, part of the condition. In fact, haven't got the time to go into the details now, but that's part of the way in which we help people recover, is becoming aware of the way in which they are impacted or triggered by social events and other circumstances.
Sure. And just before we move on, Michael, what are some of the best ways that you can either try to look out for someone, or if you are struggling around this time, just to implement yourself?
Well, that's true. I mean, for those suffering, find some way to reach out for friends and associates, work colleagues. Just be aware. I mean, most people are pretty aware that something has gone on, a loss of a loved one, etc., a traumatic event from the past, other types of conditions, a separation, divorce. Just try and get the odd phone call, the odd chat about day-to-day activities, etc., can make all the difference to make that person's day be okay.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Michael. I appreciate your
time.
My
pleasure, Jared.
Cheers.